So we'll talk girls basketball here at our halftime with head coach Lori Aestreyer. And coach, it was a tough loss for your team, 69-51. You guys really played a toe-to-toe with Denver South. The seven, I believe, lead changes in that first half, but then they got on a run, and it was just tough to overcome that late in the first half.
Yeah, the first half, I think we were down by one in the first quarter. Second quarter, going into half, we were down by 10. You know, we were getting our shots off whenever they were turning the ball over, and that was a big thing in the game in the first half. When we came out in the second half, our defense just fell apart. Our girls got tired. They weren't moving their feet, doing that little things like cutting off baseline or sideline. Made those girls get wide open layups. So our defense is what killed us in the second half.
Was it tough? It was kind of like for Denver South, it was just kind of one person by committee in the second, third, and fourth quarter. That maybe took a little bit of toll on your team as well.
Yeah, it did. You know, we knew that there's just going to be a couple girls on that team that, you know, were big shooters. Number two, she shot well from the outside, you know, and we didn't take care of that in the second half. You know, luckily they were turning the ball over, and that, I think that was the difference in the first half.
Girls coach Lori Aestreyer joining us here at halftime of the boys' game. Janessa Lowenthal had a really good start to the game, 6 points in the first, 10 in the by half, and then quiet in that third quarter and picked up 17 points. And Kelly Wyckoff, you know, I think that was a pivotal moment of the game as well. When she picked up her third foul in that second quarter, just seemed like that was a big factor and for the rest of the way.
Yeah, we really need Kelly on the floor. Those fouls hurt us. In the third quarter, whenever she got her fourth foul, you know, we were putting her in on offense and taking her out on defense. And when we did, you know, she was getting points back-to-back, but we got to that certain point where with her fourth foul, we couldn't afford not to have her in that fourth quarter. So she set out the last 2 minutes of the third quarter, and we got behind at that point.
Well, what were some things maybe you learned about your team competing against another team here for the first time?
You know, the first half, I was very impressed with the way we were playing. You know, the second half, kind of disappointed with our heart. We didn't finish the game like I really wanted to. We were, you know, within 13 at one point, and we weren't playing like it. We just, you know, kind of fell apart. You know, I want the girls to finish a game, and that's what we're going to work on is, especially on defense, we have to do the little things and finish a game, play all four quarters.
Well, tomorrow night you get a quick turnaround against Dumas, Texas. That should be an interesting game, and I think they're struggling a little bit this year as well. So do you feel maybe, I know it's hindsight or early side, I should say, do you feel maybe you've played your toughest team in the tournament so far?
Yeah, I knew Denver was going to be our toughest team. You know, they played a press on us, but also Dumas and Wichita Trinity, they both are going to play a press. They're going to be more of a full court man, you know, and they're still going to make us work hard as well. But, you know, seeing what we need to work on after this first game, I have more confidence going in the second and third games.
Well, Coach, it was a tough night for you guys. You had two players in double figures, Kelly Wyckoff at 14 and Janessa Lowenthal with 17 and a 69-51 loss. But it was a fun game to watch. Turnovers, I think that'll improve tomorrow night as well, though.
Yeah, you know, for us to score 51 points in our first game is very impressive. Yeah. Usually for a girls' team to score 51 points, you usually get that win. So shows that, you know, our defense needs a lot to work on. We got to limit our turnovers and stop them on their fast breaks and make sure we get all those rebounds.
All right, Coach, thanks again for joining us here tonight, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, thank you.